This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights and Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services. Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tragedy strikes after a snow squall that led to a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania Monday. Heavy fog and rain from the squall caused 40 vehicles to crash. About 20 people were taken to area hospitals and three perished about 50 miles west of Allentown. Will Smith and Chris Rock have made up in Hollywood.
Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke at the expense of his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia, an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. On Instagram, Smith said that he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. Smith won the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard, the story based on the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Smith also apologized to the Academy, which has opened a formal inquiry, as well as to the Williams family. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
I mean, I was struck when you talked about him talking about shortages. You know, think about Ronald Reagan talked about America being that shining city on a hill. President Trump said we're going to make America great again, and he did. And now here comes Joe Biden, and what's he say? Get ready for shortages. I mean, this is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. And you're exactly right. We better, this administration has a better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation, because Putin used the leverage that came with the energy based on the crazy decisions of the Biden administration to launch this terrible invasion of Ukraine.
Attorneys filed court documents for some of those killed and injured during last year's deadly Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, alleging that rapper Travis Scott violated a gag order to influence possible jurors and rebuild his reputation ahead of a potential trial. The complaint swirls around a project Scott made earlier this month called Project Heal, a $5 million initiative that includes funding for safety challenges for festivals and large-scale events. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, but we can't do it alone. It requires all hands on deck, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not the problem. I mean, we can sit around and complain all day long. I mean, this is what political scientists and others do. We like to fill the room with opinion, and I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we've been through this adventure, for way too long, in just allowing for opinion and ignoring the truth. And there was a reason why over a decade ago it became contemporary to say truth is relative. And that is one of the biggest lies that really put us on this road of chaos that we're on today. And I say a decade ago, actually it was several decades ago. This has been a gradual creep that has been working at the underbelly of our own credibility and our own infrastructure, morally and otherwise. And you wonder why crime is on the rise. We have open borders. Things that make sense are just thrown out the door, and it just makes no sense whatsoever. Ryan Gurdusky is with us. He runs the 1776 Project PAC. And we're going to be talking about school boards in a moment, talk about insanity. Hey, Ryan, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Well, Ryan, how do you see it? I mean, you heard me state that, you know, the country is in chaos. And I believe, for me, in if I can say in my humble opinion, and I would think that even fact would back this up as well, is that when you abandon truth and you think that you are the sole arbiter of truth and the result, but it's interesting, it's like it's okay if you want to be the sole arbiter of the result, but then pay the consequences. And in a way, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was gonna say, I think a big part of it is the loss of traditional faith, traditional churches, Protestant churches, Catholic churches, Jewish synagogues. And because the human condition is that we are both a political animal and a spiritual animal. And we desire some sort of spiritual connection. So when we abandon traditional churches and abandon traditional faith, does not mean that we give up on the spiritual aspect of humanity. It is that we look for truth in an eternal truth in different things, either in certain figures, certain people, and certain ideologies. And ideology is political religion, and political orthodoxy is political religion. Mm-hmm. And what conservatism is supposed to be, if you read like Russell Kirk, it is the antithesis of political religion. It is a set of moral guidelines and principles of government and humanity, but it is not a stringent religion like socialism, libertarianism, communism, which is a strict political religion. And I think that more and more we've seen the adoption of political movements at both the sense of personal identity and personal religion. And that is why I think people are so, one, mentally insane right now. And two, the times are so chaotic, and it seems like everything's on the line all the time, because without a personal faith, you are left with just us.
Mm-hmm. Well, the difference between the two, the way I see it, Ryan, is that religion, in a sense, and I know sometimes that can be a bad word for people, let's just say a spiritual connection leads to freedom. This is what, you know, what God is all about, why Jesus came, so that we would be free. And, you know, when you think about that, and everybody has their own idea, runs the spectrum of what freedom means to them. And so often, sadly, they don't know what freedom means until they lose it. And the other, you know, the political, because, again, as you mentioned, we are wired in such a way that we have to worship something. It's in our nature to worship something. So because it's in our nature, it really behooves us to make sure that what it is that we're worshiping is the legitimate thing to worship, the legitimate being, because we can get tripped up and end up worshiping the wrong thing. And you don't know, if you don't know about freedom, you think, okay, well, this sounds good, because we got a lot of young kids today who have been indoctrinated over the past decades into believing in socialism. But what they have not been able to ask and get the answer to is, what's the end game here? Am I going to be more free in a socialism-driven government? Am I going to be less free? And history is replete with all kinds of answers and clear evidence that it does not lead to freedom. But the American way of life, going back to first principles and what our founding fathers embraced so heartily, and why they were able to go up against the number one military force in the world at the time, was because they held on to those ideals of freedom. Kind of the same thing that's happening with Ukraine. It's kind of a repeat of what happened in the American Revolution, is it not?
Well, it's also, if you believe in an afterlife of any sort, I know, whether you're a traditional Christian or Jewish or whatever, versus if you are someone who does not believe in an afterlife. If you don't believe in an afterlife, well, this is it. You know, you have to win. I mean, because there's nothing else. Versus, I think, if you do believe in an afterlife, there is sort of a piece where, you know, I'm Catholic, so in my head I always say, well, Jesus did all the hard work, and I'm just really at this posting. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate, you know, plan B for me is always plan A, which is just salvation. So
exactly.
I think that's also a big difference in how the approach is. And I do believe, though, that, you know, that you do the adoption of postmodernist ideologies is the substitute for religion for a lot of people, which is causing people, I think, really to go crazy. I really think people are going
crazy. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been warned. We were warned by God, from God's own lips, that this would happen, that the chaos would ensue. But the thing is, even for people that do not believe in an afterlife, don't you want this life to be the best it can be?
Right, and I don't think that people's intentions are bad. I think in their head they are thinking they are doing the right thing. But I just think that so much, you know, at the end of the day, in my opinion, it's always like, I believe a certain thing, I like you to believe what I believe. But if you don't, as long as you respect my boundaries and I'll respect yours, we'll all go on our humble way. I think the idea of the force ideology is so strong for people because to postmodernists, they believe 100% in the brutality of their orthodoxy, and it has to be forced on everybody. I don't think that there is this understanding of, you know, you can do your thing and I'll do my thing.
Yeah, but even God doesn't force it on us, does he?
No, but God's more humble than a postmodernist.
Right, to say the least.
Teachers.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. And this is a good prelude to it and a little foundation to the conversation that we'll pick up on the other side of the break. Ryan Gardusky is with us. He runs the 1776 Project Pack, and we'll talk more about the 1776 Project Pack as well, and what he's doing. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, his efforts are absolutely tormenting these school boards that have been merrily rolling along with their leftist idea and wanting to teach our kids things that you didn't even think was possible. Satan.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know we're independent because there's not many radio shows or mainstream media that you can tune into that can talk about the truth. And we do so because it is for your benefit. We hope it's a blessing. We hope we're adding to your day, not taking away, by having a frank conversation about these things that in today's postmodern world. Ryan, I've been saying that, truth is no longer a defense, which is amazing. This is how crazy our world is. And truth has become an offense, kind of amazing, but it's the world in which we live in. Ryan Gerdusky is with us. He runs the 1776 Project PAC. Ryan, tell us about the PAC itself and what you're doing.
So last May, during COVID, when all these kids were going to school at home, my godson was as well, and his parents became aware that he was forced to read a book called Race Cars, which is for children, for little kids. He was 9 at the time, about how police profile black cars over white cars, which was, for people too, not just a physical car. And they became incensed. And as I became to understand the problem within education, I said, well, what can I do? I'll start a political action committee because I have 15 years experience in campaigns, and I will campaign on behalf of school board candidates. I said, what other organizations are there like this? And I was shocked to find out there was none. There was not a single Republican or conservative organization dedicated to fighting for school board members. Wow. It's the largest body of elected officials in the country. So I started, we got a lot of media attention. Axios wrote about us, and Fox News had us on, a couple other publications had us on. And we did 58 races our first year, and we won 42 of them. And all I said at the time was, I said, if you reject critical race theory and mask mandates and transgender theory in schools, I will support you. And you have to sit there and we'll have a conversation. You explain what your belief is. But if you reject those three main tenets, that was my qualification for school board candidates. Well, now there is no mask mandate, so now it's just the two positions. But the web that those critical theories create, like the dumbing down of standards, the wanting to get away of gifted and talented programs, the wanting to abolish meritocracy, all of those things I wholeheartedly reject. So I have been finding school board candidates, and lucky enough, I've been finding voters who care about this. And we won 75% of our elections the first year, and we're going back this year. We're going to start our elections in the May elections in Georgia and Texas, and we're going to do Maryland afterwards in July, and then see what other districts we can pick up.
Ryan, when you were putting this together, because of your background, did you do polling, or was this, just your gut saying this is common sense and this is what the American people want?
It was my gut. And I knew that, I've had very good moments in my political career where I knew I was onto something before everyone else was. Because this was before the issue blew up to what it was. And I owe a lot to Chris Rufo, who made this a much bigger issue, somewhat single-handedly. But I knew that people would reject this. So I did a lot of race, actually, in very blue counties, in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and Passaic County, New Jersey, in the suburbs of Kansas City, Kansas, Hennepin County, Minnesota. And to my surprise, almost, we won in those counties. We won in very, very blue counties with very progressive voters who moved to these suburbs, and even though they didn't like Donald Trump and voted against him, they didn't want critical race theory in their schools. And
exactly.
To my shock, my genuine shock, in the last 6 months, the biggest supporters of my PAC are Democrats. They're Democrat super donors. These people have donated $1 million to Hillary Clinton and to Joe Biden and to Barack Obama, have given me money and have sat there and said, I would support your group in any way I possibly can because I don't like what's happening to my kids. And there's a broad coalition who really reject what's happening in the schools.
Yeah, what's it telling you that you have found a bipartisan interest that transcends, color, red or blue? What is it about these issues, and you happen to find one, and I have to believe that there are others that we can find as I've been, trying to champion the cause that, America return to first principles, that we can find these basic principles that we all can agree on that are apolitical in a sense. You know, they are those things that promote, you know, the values of a family, a healthy government, you know, a healthy, you know, populace. I got to just imagine, Ryan, you know, you found one, but there's got to be more like that.
That will
bring us, ultimately bring us together, because right now we cannot continue to be at each other's throats, but yet there are some prevailing forces within the political elite kingdom that you know, benefits from us being divided.
Well, if you read political polling, there's a ton of issues that Americans agree 80-90% on. I just think that with this one, people, when it comes to people's children, they will become more defensive than on any other issue. Especially when you go, I mean, you do everything for your child. You move to a better school district. You drag them to sports, to music, to this, to that, and you want so badly to invest. They are your biggest investment of your life. And you want
exactly
to value the best, most opportunity for them, and to rob them of that, or to tell them that they are racist because of the skin color they were born, or that they are oppressed because of the skin color they were born, or telling them, hey, I know you worked really hard, but you can't get into this specialized school because not enough of another kind of kid came into specialized school. That is horrifying, and that is what's repulsed so many people, because it really honestly tears apart the belief that many people built around the idea of America, that if you work hard and play by the rules, you can get ahead. It is taking that notion away from them. So my simple opinion was, how do we sit there and abolish DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, SEL, which is social emotional learning, and all the other facets of critical race theory throughout education? So I'm at the very beginning of this. It picked up tremendous, tremendous support. And if your listeners go to 1776 Project PAC, PAC.com, PAC, and either get involved, sign up for our mailing list, donate if you can. But more importantly, if you're running for school board or someone else you are, send us the list of candidates and send them, tell us where they're running. It is very difficult finding good candidates and very difficult to set their engagement. Like I said, we are the only ones out there doing this on a national level. No other conservative
exactly
organization is even touching this. A lot of them are fundraising off of it, but very few are actually doing anything, but especially not campaigning.
Ryan, what you're touching on, I see, has relevance in every issue. I mean, whether it's a border issue, whether it's an energy issue, if we see it through the lens of protecting our children and the next generation, this takes on a more dynamic meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and I think that by being, I mean, you know, for, the problem is for conservatives, for the last 40-something years, conservatives have said about education two things. College is an indoctrination camp, which it is, they're correct, but also we're all about education choice. That's fine, but that is not the answer to curriculum. A lot of these private schools that people, and a lot of public schools and charter schools in red counties, mind you, but especially private schools, are as liberal and as left-wing and as progressive as the public schools are, if not more so. There is no answer to getting involved in curriculum and local elections and local school boards and being involved as much as possible. If you think that you'll find a solution by just sending your kids to a Christian school or a private school, you are easily sent to an indoctrination camp, just like public schools.
Exactly.
You need to get involved in curriculum and in school board elections.
You cannot support your responsibility, and the fact of the matter is they've got such a stranglehold already that it's going to be very difficult. This didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to get fixed overnight. It is a process. As you continue to deal with this process, you're going to realize the depth of the insanity of it all. Ryan Gerdusky, Ryan, 8 seconds left. Once again, the website, real quick, 5 seconds.
1776 Project PAC, PAC.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights and Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services. Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got Brian Walsh back with us, SoFi's manager of financial planning and student loan expert. Brian, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you've got tips for millions of taxpayers on spending or investing their refunds, their tax refunds, amid skyrocketing inflation. So we're eager to hear your advice on this. Are you seeing the average refund higher or lower this year, Brian?
Yeah, on average, we're seeing probably about a 10% higher refund this year compared to last year.
Mm-hmm. What is driving that in particular? Is it just that the wage increase, or what's driving that?
Yeah, I think part of it is the wage increase. Part of it, from what we've seen, is people with children. But there's a variety of different factors that impact people's taxes. The key thing for us this time of year is, especially as you mentioned, with inflation and interest rates increasing, is figuring out how to make the best use of whatever tax refund that you're getting over the next month or so.
Exactly. Well, and that's the question people have. Should I invest? Should I spend? We're looking probably, they're projecting by the end of the year, we could be looking at, 10% inflation rate. It's absolutely nuts already and causing all kinds of pain, throughout the country. So what do you say?
Yeah, I would say very rare that you should actually spend your tax refund. The two most common things that we're advising people to do is either put their tax refund to work to build up their cash cushion and their savings, or pay down credit card debt. And really the credit card debt one is important right now because we're kind of seeing a perfect storm when it comes to credit cards because inflation is making everything more expensive just to live on a daily basis. And on top of that, rising interest rates are making credit card debt even more expensive to carry than it already was. So that tends to be the reason why we're focusing on those two areas.
You imagine you got 10% inflation, and if you get yourself behind the eight ball with credit card debt of, you know, 20 up to 30%, I mean, you're looking 30, 40%, you know, additional cost for everything. Man, that causes a lot of pain here in River City, doesn't it?
You know, it really does, and especially on the credit card side of things, because it ends up being a snowball effect. Once you have credit card debt, it makes it really hard to then reduce your spending enough to stay out of it. So I guess a couple small things people could do is, number one, stop spending on a credit card. That may sound obvious, but research actually shows that people subconsciously spend more for the exact same item using a credit card as opposed to like cash or a debit card. So there are some little actions that you can take that make big differences down the road.
Yeah, you might want to put the credit cards away or maybe rethink how you utilize your credit card, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why if someone has credit card debt, we basically tell them, do not spend on a credit card, no matter the rewards points, the cash back, whatever it may be, because it's really not worth the interest that gets paid. And really the credit card debt goes hand in hand with building up the cash cushion, the other point that we talk about, because if you have 1 month's worth of savings set aside in cash, then that gives you some flexibility where when things come up, you don't have to turn to credit cards. You can just dip into your savings instead. So it kind of gives you that safety net. So they really kind of play together.
Well, Brian, you were talking about some safe ways to invest. You know, explain to our audience whether or not you'd recommend a CD, for example.
Yeah, I think a CD, you know, could make sense depending on what your goals are. Really, what we want to start with when it comes to investing is making sure that you're investing when you should be investing and you're investing how you should be investing. So anything for, let's say, you're going to use the money within the next 3 years, that money shouldn't be invested in the stock market. Anything that's going to be for long-term growth, really that's what investing is for. So that short-term bucket of less than 3 years, you could look at a savings account, like let's say, you know, SoFi checking and savings paying 1% APY. You could look at money market accounts. You could look at CDs, something that's going to be stable and there when you need it, and then leave the investing for your longer-term goals.
Mm-hmm. So if people wanted to spend rather than save their refund, where should that money go, or where can that money go so that you get more bang for your buck?
Yeah, for people spending that tax refund, a lot of times what we're encouraging people to do is really be intentional with their spending. And especially if things are costing more, that becomes even more important. So an example of that is spending money on experiences rather than things. And that's something that we really encourage people to do because experiences tend to lead to more happiness, whereas things just kind of, it fades away a little bit, and then you end up wanting the next thing, which leads to more spending. So that is just one simple mindset shift that you could put into place.
Exactly. What else should people know about taxes and refunds at this time of year, Brian?
You know, one of the things that's always interesting is people are happy when they get a tax refund. And I get it because everyone likes getting money. But if you're consistently getting one, you should probably talk to your accountant or use an online tool to maybe adjust your withholdings because a tax refund is really an interest-free loan to the government. So ideally, you would adjust your withholdings so your normal paychecks are a little bit larger. You're not making that interest-free loan. And you can put that money to work every other week rather than just waiting until April to get this big refund.
Yeah, even if you put that money into a CD account, at least you're getting interest from that, not the government, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And there's some interesting things you could do with it. If it's a little bit bigger paycheck, maybe you put it to your savings account, your CD, increase your 401k contributions. But I think all those things would be better than just waiting for April to get this big lump sum.
Mm-hmm. Brian, you note that with the potential for rising rates this year, banks are starting to compete for consumer savings with higher interest rate products. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what we're seeing is especially a lot of digital-first companies are starting to offer, you know, better interest or APY on checking and savings products. So typically what you're seeing is, you know, the traditional brick-and-mortar banks would be, let's say, 0.05% or something like that on savings. And that's why we're excited when SoFi Checking and Savings launched, once we got our bank charter, with 1% APY on checking and savings, assuming you have direct deposit set up.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, Brian, to kind of recount everything, you have five most common suggestions that you provide to your members. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, I think the first place to look at with this tax refund is making sure you have enough cash on hand, ideally 1 month's worth of expenses in cash. If that's checked off the list, then it would be looking to pay down your credit card debt if you have any. If you don't, then it would be looking to invest for the future. Only people who have, like, a solid foundation in those three areas should really be considering spending their tax refunds. And then regardless, it's an opportunity to review your withholdings so that way you can maximize your regular paycheck rather than waiting until April to get a big refund every year.
Exactly. And I think that's an important point. I mean, it's your money. Why not have more use to it, you know, during the year? And, you know, and I received that kind of counseling years ago. And I would recommend even to my staff as well that they be mindful of it, because it's not that difficult. A little tax preparation, tax planning goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does, and there's a lot of great online tools out there, too. So whether you work with an accountant or you use an online tool, there's a lot of great ways to review what your withholding should be.
Well, Brian, this is awesome. I appreciate your help in breaking this down for us. Hope we will all be all the wiser for it. He's SoFi's manager of financial planning and student loan expert. Brian, where can they go if they'd like to follow up and get more information?
Yeah, you can go to SoFi.com, or you can download the SoFi app.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate of 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And, of course, everybody is still talking about the slap. You just go, please, get this through the news cycle. We're tired of hearing about it. You know, Chris Rock, I got to bring Rachel Alexander on. You know, Rachel, back in 2008, I think Chris introduced a video, and it was that, kind of a summary of what black people refer to as the talk, you know, the kind of talk that you should have with your black child dealing with the police. And he presented a video which was quite raw and hysterical. It was how not to get your A kicked by the police. And he went through all the classic stereotypes of what blacks do and how they set themselves up, you know, to get in altercations with the police. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it went quite viral back then, and every once in a while has a resurgence, and it probably will once again. And I think that maybe Chris needs to do an update on that video and say how not to get your A kicked by Will Smith at an Oscars award event, maybe. What do you think?
That's awesome. I just haven't made up my mind yet whether it was staged or whether, you know, it was a legitimate, you know, out of the anger slapping him. I don't know. It was just the weirdest, strangest thing. And, you know, you could kind of see both of them had a point. You know, slapping is never right. But
you're an attorney. You're an attorney. That's assault and battery right there on his face. And then, I think what it was so shocking. Even the Academy didn't know what to do about it. You know, they didn't go in and remove Will. I mean, after all, they go, hey, how do we remove the guy? The guy's up for an award. He's probably, you know, we don't know, or maybe we do know that he's going to win, so we can't, you know, like, call him out. And like one person suggested, yeah, you imagine he would be dragged out for violence, which he should have been, and even by their own rules. And then you have Chris Rock coming in to accept the Oscar in his place. I mean, to me, that would have been a royal setup. So, but I don't blame you. A lot of people have said the same thing. They're just not sure, you know, the way this was played out. There's different conjecture on it, if this was all staged or whatever. But I've looked at it time and again, and I think it was the real deal. And I don't know. To me, I think Will Smith is a coward. I mean, here he is. I mean, he's about 40 pounds more than Chris Rock. And he goes up, and I'm thinking, you know, if it was Dwayne Johnson, the Rock, that was up there doing that, and he made a comment, I don't think that Will Smith would have gotten out of his seat. But because it was Chris Rock, he gets out of his seat, and he's a coward, you know, to do that. Like, what was going to happen? And I think that, you know, for Chris Rock, maybe he was just as shocked, and for him to hold some level of demeanor. I mean, here he is, the MC of the event at that moment, right? And like you said, a few seconds earlier, when you look at the video, who's laughing? You know, Will Smith is laughing at the joke. I mean, it was a silly joke. I mean, of all things, and I'm sure Chris Rock goes, look at that, was like a B joke. That's like B material. And for a B material joke, I get slapped. Are you kidding me? I mean, gosh, if I'm going to get slapped, let me at least, have an A plus joke to get slapped over, not something so benign as a G.I. Jane reference.
Yeah, and it was just so, to me, it was just so murky because, you know, like you said, Will Smith knew nothing was going to happen to him. You know, he was going to win an award, so they weren't going to do anything to him. So, you know, you've got this weird situation where, you know, Hollywood elites are above the law, and they are not treated like the rest of us.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good, because if it had been somebody else from the audience, no-name audience participant going up there and slapping Chris, oh, my goodness, he'd have been tackled on stage, all this stuff had gone on, but you're exactly right, and this sets it up, and so, you know, to be further opinionated in the market square of debates, but we'll set that aside for now. But I do want to talk about what you just wrote about, and that's, if we had a national popular vote, election fraud would become a lot harder. Why do you say that?
Well, I say that because right now, when you only got a handful of swing states deciding the presidential elections, the left just focuses on fraud in those swing states. And they're not, you know, most of them aren't very big states. They're just like my Arizona here. And so when you can focus the fraud in just those small areas, then it's much easier to tip an election. Whereas if we had a national popular vote, the left would have to focus on all kinds of election centers across the country. It wouldn't just be this easy thing to just, you know, boom, five states, let's have fraud there. I mean, it's time for us to start talking about this being a real possibility, because the way we're going, we're not going to keep winning elections as Republicans when you have only five states which are starting to trend more purple or blue. We're not going to, you know, keep getting those states.
Yeah, you see, for me, and I appreciate you putting in that context, but what's more important is that I think people, in a general sense, want to know that they can count on a free and fair election, that it's legitimate. I mean, we have been told since the 2000 election that there's been voter fraud, there's controversy, and, you know, the Democrats consistently, you know, challenge every vote count that they don't win, and they've impeached every president, I think, in the modern era. You know, they've tried to impeach every Republican president. I mean, they've got this dysfunction within the party. They just are so incredulous to believe that, you know, on one hand, as they say, you know, we want to hear, you know, a second opinion. We want to hear everybody's opinion. And then they're shocked to realize that half of the country doesn't agree with them, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, they don't allow us to have any disagreement. And if we do, they use these, you know, drastic, unfair tactics, which everybody can see is just ridiculous, like trying to get us prosecuted. I mean, it just never ends. All these ridiculous things that they do to try to ruin people's lives, and they do it because they know it's going to set up a deterrent, you know, when the rest of us see, oh my gosh, you can be prosecuted for disagreeing with the Democrats. You know, there's just another congressman the other day who's now been convicted, and I know off the top of my head, you know, based on the loosest facts that you can see, they're saying it had to do with a contribution that he received, and he said the wrong thing to the FBI about it. I mean, I already know it's bogus. They're just going after this guy because this is how they defeat us, since they can't win substantively with arguments.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other thing, they're using every possibility against us, and which galls me even worse, Rachel, is they will use our taxpayer money, and they direct it to their own political interests, all in the name of justice. I mean, that is so bogus. And at the end of the day, what is the game? Does it promote freedom or does it limit freedom? And to your point exactly, we end up paying and supporting a system that limits our freedoms and compels people to fall in line. If not, you could end up in a D.C. jail in solitary confinement for an extended period of time.
Right. Nobody ever thinks that those people actually wanted to commit violence. You know, they've never shown how those people went in there and said, yes, we are trying to overthrow, you know, the nation. No one ever said that. What's being done to those people is ridiculous. And you point out that they're using our tax dollars to promote their agendas. And, you know, one way that I've really noticed in recent years, which terrifies me, is how they've set up all these nonprofit organizations to get people to vote the same way that they want them to vote. And they're using all these shadowy tactics where they use the bucks, you know, they use Mark Zuckerberg's money to give millions and billions of dollars to these election voting centers, but the money never actually goes equally to, you know, help recruit Republican voters or sign up Republican voters. It all is directed at heavily Democrat areas to get out the vote in these staunchly liberal areas. And so even if there wasn't technically fraud in some of these swing states in the 2020 election, there was a lot of this type of money going specifically to Democrat areas. And that itself is just wrong when you think a lot of this money is coming in the form of government grants.
Well, and the thing that bothers me as well, Rachel, as you know, as an attorney, you have an elevated level of responsibility as an agent of the court. And to act in such an unfair way against the American people who just want to vote. You know, they just want to, you know, decide, they want to fill in their ballot, and that's it. They're not into all this higher intrigue and this palace negotiating and navigating that the Democrats have become famous for, you know, from ballot harvesting and, you know, as you said, greasing the wheel with Zuckerbucks and things like that. It's like, wait a minute, is that promoting free and fair elections?
Well, attorneys are some of the most partisan people alive. I mean, that's the one thing I discovered after practicing law for 12 years is, you know, they will pull every trick in the book. I mean, I blame attorneys for, you know, distorting some of our laws in society to where we're at right now and all the abuses of people like the trial lawyers and the...
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Rachel Alexander, a contributor to Town Hall. Thank you, Rachel.
Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?